ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the first of all beings and the last, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Muslim Family. It's being broadcasted to you from the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Call of Islam radio station. Thank you for choosing to listen to this program. We hope you enjoy listening to it.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere.
My dear friends, this is the program Muslim Family. We hope that our discussions so far have proved to be beneficial to you all. In the past few weeks, we've been giving introductory discussions regarding why there should be family, why there should be rules governing relationship between the opposite sexes, why Islam is so meticulous in these little issues. Today, in continuation of last week's program, which we talked about the necessity of forming family, we're going to continue talking about that, the necessity of forming families in the Noble Quran and according to the Hadith. The expert of our program is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli. He holds an MA degree in developmental psychology from McGill University and a PhD in culture and values in education from the same university. He has had the experience of practical counseling of families and family issues for more than 12 years. Dr. Shamli, welcome to our program.
I need to express my salams and greetings, not only to yourself, but also to all audiences.
Thank you very much.
And sisters in faith for listening to this program.
Thank you very much for being here. And I'm Fatema Shamli.
Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'athin knew that right will conquer wrong. And the heart of a Muslim must be strong. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dr. Shamli, last time we talked about two elements or two reasons as to why Islam has made marriage necessary. We said that it's for peace and tranquility and for continuity of generation. Now, today we'd like to, inshallah, discuss a few more reasons. So could you give us some more reasons as to why Islam regards getting married as necessary?
One of the pillars, you mean?
Yes.
Necessary pillars. It partially goes back to the concept of couple. In Islam, there is a very strong term that we call it zawj.
Mm-hmm.
Zawj means couple. And couple, in other non-Islamic, there are many ways of being together as couple.
Mm-hmm.
But in Islam, when you say couple, you mean male
and
female.
Female.
If there is no this format, there is no couple.
Right.
It is not considered as family in Islam. Why? Because as I mentioned, coupleness, not only in family frame, but also in the philosophy of the human creation, is a fact, is a reality, is a foundation.
Right.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created humanity as couple.
Right.
And this is not the issue of humanity. Okay.
It applies to everything.
To whole
else.
Universe.
Plants, animals.
You know, to the whole universe. Whenever you go any corner, you come up with the fact of coupleness. Animals, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 3 chapters in the Holy Quran emphasizes this fact. Chapter Ra'at Thunder, verse number 3. وَجَعْلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنَ اثْنَيْنَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on this earth a couple. A couple
consisting
which
of
are two.
Members. Mm.
But not just two as a number.
Right.
Two male and female.
Okay.
وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ In the kingdom of vegetables. Whenever you go and smell any flower, any tree, any plant, okay, you'll come up with the idea of
male and female.
Male and female. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ It is not the kingdom of animal, the kingdom of vegetables. And you know, the whole universe came to being with the fact of togetherness and coupleness.
And you gave me the interesting example, like a lock. It even applies to physical appliances. For example, in order for a lock to be opened, we need a key and a lock. So it's somehow like a male and female concept. Okay, so now we want to spend more time on the main body of our discussion. Could you give us at least 2 or 3 more reasons as to why it is necessary to form a family in Islam?
You know, just to complete my first part talk, when I talk about coupleness, to my idea, in according to what Allama Tabatabai believes in Al-Mizan, the Quran interpretation of Al-Mizan, volume 16, he provides the fact that if there is no family, there is no perfection. Because male and female alone are incomplete. They are not complete. Any type of complete or perfection is possible only when they
through
come
male and female.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the necessary elements of the family is that if you don't get married by male-female, you will not arrive at the point of perfection. And interestingly, Allama Shaheed Mutahhari, Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he talks about human perfection or the perfect man, he says that if there is no marriage, if someone does not come to marriage, he or she will not be able to be perfect man or perfect woman.
Okay.
Perfection is in need of
marriage.
This is, just to finish that,
okay,
to come up to moral construction.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is a way, is a channel, is an avenue for us, human being, to become moral being. When wife and husband come together, there will be a very intimate relationship. And within the intimate relationship, there is an easy way for improvement. You know, suppose yourself, when you talk to your classmate, and he just mention you one moral points that you may have.
Mm.
Okay, moral deficiency that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a bit hard for you to accept.
Right.
Because always, you look at your classmate, at your neighbor, at your friend, at your colleague as competitive couple. Always competition prevent you to simply and easily accept the advices, okay, the points. But when you come to family and you sit beside your husband, you sit beside your wife, intimacy facilitates the way of acceptance, the way of, you know, being careful with regard to your deficiencies that you may have.
And
also, your kids, your children, when they look at you, when they look at your relationship,
they take after you.
You know, they just impart.
I think about this moral construction that you've just mentioned, something which can be added is that, you know, when you get married, you have to have like a sense of responsibility, because mankind by nature, they're very selfish. They want the best thing for themselves. They want the easiest way around everything. But when you're married, there's another being that you do things for them, not because like you have to. Let's say there are no specific rules governing your detail aspects of your life. For example, wash the dishes or do the washing and all those little things. But you do it because you're a human being and you want to help your husband, you want to help your wife.
This is because of the linkage of two hearts.
Yes.
When two hearts are linked,
So you have to learn to be less selfish, more giving. You have to learn.
Exactly.
So like marriage is a ground, is like a competition in which the two couples have to compete in getting more and more rewards, thawab, and like doing more good deeds. And how good it is that we can give this practical suggestion to our listeners, that like every morning when you wake up, if there are specific chores in the house, even if your spouse does not ask you, honey, could you do this for me, please? You go forward and say, my darling, is there anything you need to do? Is there anything I can do for you today? And even if your spouse does not want you to do it, you insist because you want to have more thawab. And your children will definitely look at that way that you conduct your life. And if tomorrow with their own spouses, they will also lead that kind of life. Do you agree?
Yeah. And interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, chapter Baqarah, it's a very interesting verse. Chapter Baqarah, verse 187.
Mm-hmm.
It says that, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ
yes.
وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. So,
marriage, you wear clothes for them.
Not only a kind of refuge, not only a kind of secure center, you know, a center which provides you safety and security,
mm-hmm.
but also men and women, wives and husbands, alike address with regard to
cover
to cover their shortcomings,
you know, and
you know why? You know why? Because when you get married, okay, your husband is not someone strange. Is someone who belongs to you,
mm-hmm.
and you belong to him. So this belongingness creates a type of culture of care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you go by a type of deficiency, immediately you say, this is not his, this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
He is my husband. Or I say, she is my wife. So whatever good or bad I see in the other side, I consider it as myself.
So here, again, we can have a practical lesson. What my understanding is that, for example, if a woman sees some faults in her husband and she goes on saying it in front of everyone else, she's actually belittling herself because her husband's shortcomings are hers. Yeah. And the opposite way around, like insulting each other in front of everyone or throwing jokes, like rude jokes at each other. These will only lead to other people being more arrogant and
exactly.
other people allowing themselves. Like when I disrespect my husband, then my sister would obviously feel braver to disrespect him.
Exactly.
So the first pillar for a couple to have respect or to, because we're talking about moral perfection, to reach moral perfection, first of all, not everyone outside the house has to know what problems you have because they're not people to be able to solve your problems.
Otherwise, you are not covering dress.
Exactly, according to the Quran.
You're behaving nakedly.
And second of all, this kind of somehow tattertaleness leads to an opposite reaction. Like if you keep on saying, oh, this person's like this and no matter what I say, he's still going to do this, that person's going to be he's going to insist more on his faults, or she's going to insist more on his faults. Like, oh, well, if she believes me to be like this, then why not be so? Okay.
So well, through this way, you see a type of gradual moral construction.
Improvement. Yes.
Improvement. Intimacy, belongingness, and covering dress.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever good or bad you see on the other part, you try to improve it,
mm-hmm.
or you to highlight it,
right.
and you try to prevent the encouragement of other people to attack,
your
to have
family.
Offensive relationship with your couple.
And the best way for doing so is using sweet words in order to improve your spouse. Thank you very much, Dr. Shamali. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll go for a short break, but don't go away because we're going to be right back. Muslim Family,
a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said, it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam.
that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow men. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the rest of the program, Muslim Family. Today we've been discussing the idea of family as a source for moral construction. Also, we are going to compare this idea with the idea of common life, which is being practiced in some places in the Western society. Dr. Shamali, we talked about family as being a source for moral construction. There was one more point you wanted to mention. So could you cover that, and then we'll come to the idea of common life and see why Islam is critical of that.
In addition to moral construction, there are one other element for the necessity of family in Islam that we call it social construction.
Mm-hmm.
In Islam, family is the core, is the center for the formation and construction of a larger society, a mm-hmm. larger community. You know, in the Islamic term, when we talk about Ummah, the Islamic nation,
right?
Okay, Islamic nation is nothing more than a combination
of families.
So if we are careful, if we have concern with regard to Muslim nation, we have to begin and we have to start with families. So the formation of Muslim nation, which is the facilitation of the global reappearance of Imam Mahdi mm-hmm. jalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif for Muslim, begins with establishment and reinforcement of the families.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Ali ibn Musa salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi and Imam Hadi, the 10th Imam, infallible Imam, says that in Islam, relativity and being relative are two types. Relative in terms of blood
mm-hmm.
and relative in terms of marriage. When you get married, you extend the environment
The circle of your family.
Circle of your familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with more people, more male, more female, you know. So, indeed, family is an avenue for social construction to begin. When you get married with someone, there are many, many people who come to you, who take care of you. But before that, no one had
care. There was no expectation of you.
There was no expectation.
Right.
So, marriage is a way to link people, tribes, and families more and more together.
Mm-hmm.
The extension and the way that you interrelate with other people will become more and more. And nation is nothing more than interrelated families.
And, you know, when we're talking about social construction of families, we can say that within the family circle, which starts with the man and the woman, the couple themselves can be sources of education for each other. For example, I knew of someone who, when she was talking to me, she said that my husband never expresses his love to me and he never says, like, I love you. And then I told her, well, like, if you start and if you continue, maybe he's going to learn from you. And after some time, she said, yes, that happened. After some time that I kept on expressing my emotions to him, he also learned from me. That's a very basic thing. For example, a girl is brought up in a family who doesn't know how to do housework, or a boy is brought up in a family in which cooperation of the man and woman is no understood idea. So when the lady with kind and loving words teaches her husband these things, then this will lead to a family which will make a contribution to the society. So when we say social construction, we can say that first of all, the husband and wife can teach each other manners or improve each other's manners, teach each other ways of life, or point out to each other their shortcomings. And tomorrow when they have children, these children will learn. So this, as you said, will lead to the ummah that Imam Mahdi, inshallah, will come and rule over. And he can't start from zero. He needs some basic teaching.
I not
teaching.
Only talk about the, you know, helps that could male and female could bring for one another,
mm-hmm.
but also, You know, before that, Imam Ali ibn Musa, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, says, when you get married, okay, what do you mean by enlarging, extending the circle of your family? Look at the words. Imam says, first, your relative, you just do good to them, your relative. Birrul qareeb. You good do to whom? To someone who is considered as a part of your family.
Right.
As a part of your relatives. وَتَقْرِيبِ الْبَعِيدِ There are people who
are far away from each other.
Who are far away from you. But you do good to them after they become familiar. وَتَأْلِيفِ الْقُلُوبِ There are hearts who come closer to one another after marriage. وَتَشْبِيكِ الْحُقُوقِ There are many rights that before marriage you're distanced. But after marriage,
you become, you
have to observe and you have to take care of the, you know, meeting the rights of the other. وَتَكْثِيرِ الْعَدَدِ And then you just increase children. وَتَوْفِيرِ الْوَلَدِ And then by this, if you come up, if you face any trouble, any problem financially, and in terms of, you know, disputes within the family, or within the city, within the province, if you're a large
you're gonna
family,
tend to solve each other's problems.
You know, you have better facility to cope against the trouble.
Thank you. What would you say is the pathology? Why not practice common way of life? First of all, can you give us an explanation of it and then say why Islam rejects it?
You know, common life or communitized life or families are those who have many female and many male, but it is not the case that they are couples.
Right.
So one female could have, you know,
Several husbands.
And one husband could have many wives.
We can't call it husband and wife, partner.
It is not appointed to one another.
Right.
That you know she is my wife or he is my husband. You don't know who is who. Okay. It's a share. We have heard about commune life within the socialist communities, communist countries, but there are not any more.
So they used to be practiced in some time in history.
In socialist and in communist, you know, they try to be commune and social and share in everything. But particularly on 19th century, from the second part of the 19th
century,
and also from the decade of 1960s, there were countries and places which were practicing commune ideas, but finally they realized that it's not the right way, and the reason that they went for commune life, they wanted to go back to nature. They want
like the animal kingdom.
Yeah, they want to eradicate any types of possession. There is no individual possess. There is no individual property. You cannot claim that she is my wife. What do you mean by my? This is nothing more than self.
She's like part of the community, or he's
this
part
is,
of the community.
She or he is part of the community. You know, just to eradicate possession and competition, they try to be common. But finally, they realize that many things will collapse. If you go by this way, there is no matter of care, responsibility, security, and knownness. Nothing will be known.
You know, today I was watching a program on National Geographic about cheetahs, and one male brother mates with a female cheetah, and then when the other brother went to the female cheetah to mate with her, she didn't allow him. So even in the animal kingdom, we have this idea of separation, but it seems that in some stages in history, human beings have been even rejecting that idea, which is practiced in nature.
Even in animal kingdom. For example, if you go by the tribe of lions, elephants, you know, tigers, you see that one male is taking care of there is no share.
Right, a herd.
Even the territory, even the, you know, male, female.
It's a very excluded way. We said that the criticism of Islam to commune...
Just not to forget this point, I went to Canada, Toronto. And then from there I flew to Winnipeg.
Right.
And in the surrounding of the Winnipeg, there were families which migrated from Germany mm-hmm. into Canada. It's about 100, 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were living in common. And I talked to the leader of the tribe. He was a, you know, very, very old priest.
Mm-hmm.
They are a group of Christians. They called Hutterites.
Mm-hmm.
Hutterites. If you Google it up, you will come up with, you know, many films.
So were they living in the same way that we just talked?
But
commune life?
Commune life, but not in terms of male-female.
Uh-huh.
Each man.
So there's no individual property.
There were family, but families not individual are. Property.
Mm-hmm.
So they realized that, you know, common life is not possible to be in form of wife and husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no lineage of the young generation, and there is no type of security, responsibility, sacrifice. There is no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will collapse.
Okay.
Because so, you just go touch and then go away.
You shun from the responsibility which falls on your shoulder. So we said that regarding commune life, it has been practiced throughout history, especially in the 19th century and mid-19th century. But then the people who were practicing it themselves realized that it's impossible to be continued. First of all, because there is no clear-cut lineage and the children are who knows who. And second of all, we saw there was no sense of responsibility which would be incumbent upon the shoulder of one person.
If something happened to that guy or that woman,
there was no...
What is to do with you?
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with him.
And also we talked about, we compared it with the idea of Islam, that why a man can have several women. Because the woman can somehow be the container. So no matter how many wives a man has, he knows that all of the children, if there is any child, is for him.
Mm-hmm.
But if the woman isn't in relationship with a lot of men,
again,
then even if she
mixture.
Claims that this is your child, he would obviously reject it. He would say, no, well, you were with five more people, five more people other than myself. So today we talked about two more ideas as to why marriage is necessary in Islam. We talked about marriage being necessary in Islam because of moral construction and because of social construction. We said that the husband and wife can complete each other, can talk to each other with sweet words, and be, as the Quran says, be clothes for each other to cover each other's shortcomings and beautify each other. Second of all, we talked about family being a source of social construction in which the couple first of all start from themselves in perfecting each other's manners, their habits maybe, and this is moved on to the next generation.
So whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry.
It was very interesting, the concept of covering dress in terms of moral construction.
Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting. In according to Islamic teaching, if you come together as marriage, as couple, within the family framework, you will come up with the concept of covering dress. And in dress, you will protect yourself from what? Hotness?
Mm-hmm.
Coolness, and any danger,
mm-hmm.
any types of danger that comes to you.
Vulnerability.
So protection. Family provides you full, entire protection.
Okay, thank you, dear listeners. One more thing that I'd like to add in the final moments of the program is that the first people who are to respect themselves is the couples themselves. Should they at any time disrespect one another, other people will be even more daring to disrespect those two people. My dear friends, we hope that our programs prove to be beneficial and useful to you all. Live happy. May the peace and blessings of Allah shower upon you all.
So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.